Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3149, Stop Crowding Out Your Happiness, by Sarah Von Bargen of yesandyes.org. And I'm Justin Mollick, reading you articles every single day of the year. And now let's get right to another post and start optimizing your life. Stop Crowding Out Your Happiness, by Sarah Von Bargen of yesandyes.org. Let's imagine a super luxurious spa day. Picture it: cucumber water, fluffy robes, Enya. Now imagine exiting the spa and driving directly to a tax appointment to be followed by dinner with your passive-aggressive cousin. But clearly, you wouldn't do that, right? No sane human would undo 6 hours of happiness and self-care like that, would they? My dudes, we all do this ish all the time. We check email while we're on vacation. We make mental to-do lists while friends tell hilarious stories. We start doing the dishes in the middle of the party we look forward to hosting, a real thing I do because I'm super fun. This is so, so self-defeating and joy-sabotaging. In the pie chart of our lives, joy is a pretty small slice. Much of our lives consist of boring, responsible, logistical things. The shiny moments of joy, a great conversation, a long-awaited holiday, amazing food, are the minority. And yet, so many of us crowd those few happy moments with stuffed schedules and mental to-do lists. In fact, studies show that a significant amount of happiness comes from anticipating something we enjoy, and a significant amount comes from recalling it. We're literally sucking joy out of our lives by cramming our schedules and minds so full. We deserve better than that. Our lives and minds and relationships deserve better than that. And it's not hard to do better. 5 ways to stop crowding out your happiness. Number one, keep your schedule open before and after something that's happy-making. If it's possible, don't cram things in before and after your happiness-inducing stuff. It's hard to get excited about your dance class if you're heading there right after work and then taking a conference call immediately afterward. It's hard to get into vacation mode if you're working on spreadsheets at the airport. Give your happiness some space to breathe, dude. Even if it's just 30 minutes to calm down and transition out of work mode, your happiness deserves your attention and time. Number two, really actually pay attention to your happy-making experiences. As someone blessed with a type A personality and constant mental chatter, I have to make an active decision to get out of my head and into my life. My two favorite, somewhat woo-woo ways to do this: first, in a moment of joy, I say to myself, be happy in this moment. This moment is your life. Yes, I know it's cheesier than a pile of cheddar, but it works. And second, I walk myself through my senses. I smell coffee, fresh brownies, and perfume of the woman sitting next to me. I hear the local country radio station and the chit-chat of the coffee shop staff. I feel the hard oak seat of this repurposed church pew. I taste the bag of black jelly beans I impulse purchased at the cash register. I see overcast skies, an ice cream parlor, teenagers running through the drizzle, tucked inside their hoodies. Number three, spend some time researching your happy-making thing. Even if you're not really a planner and you're pretty sure you know everything about your happy-making thing, give yourself over to a bit of just-for-fun research. Check out your travel destination on TripAdvisor, Atlas Obscura, and Road Trippers. Search related hashtags on Instagram. Read a novel or watch a movie related to the band you're seeing or the city you're visiting or the mountain range you're hiking. Later this month, Kenny and I are spending a long weekend in Decorah, Iowa, and I'm stretching out that happiness by reading The Bridges of Madison County and The Thunderbolt Kid. When we devote more brain space to our happy-making thing, we can squeeze more happiness out of it. Number four, find a way to share and recall things that recently made you happy. On the way back from your trip, work on a list of 100 memories together. When you're catching up with friends, share the highlights of your happy-making endeavors. Take photos or videos of the concert or party or game night or vacation. Grab a business card from the amazing cafe and put it on the fridge. You get the idea. Create a breadcrumb trail of memories and mementos that lead you back to happy things. And number five, notice the specific way you're crowding out your happiness. My vices are A, planning a future trip while currently on a trip, and B, cleaning up the party while my friends are still there. Maybe you're someone who checks email while you're on vacation. Maybe you overschedule yourself or pick fights during situations that should be relaxing. We all have different ways of crowding out happiness. But if we notice what we're doing, we can change our behavior. You can remove email from your phone. You can tell your partner, "I really want to relax this weekend. If I start to talk about work, will you change the subject?" Give your happiness the attention it deserves. Stop crowding it out of your mind and calendar. You just listened to the post titled "Stop Crowding Out Your Happiness" by Sarah Von Bargen of yesandyes.org, and I'll be right back with my commentary. Thank you to Sarah. I liked a quote in there. She said, "In the pie chart of our lives, joy is a pretty small slice. Much of our lives consist of boring, responsible, logistical things. The shiny moments of joy, a great conversation, a long-awaited holiday, amazing food, are the minority. And yet, so many of us crowd those few happy moments with stuffed schedules and mental to-do lists." So I tracked my mood for many years, and it's an experiment I mention on this show quite often because while the results were sort of obvious, sometimes in our day-to-day lives, or if we're searching for happiness or answers, we don't really think about this. So when I kept tracking my mood, I realized that 80% of my days, actually probably even more, were just average, flat, like a 5 out of 10. Nothing super special, just fine. And that can be seen as a good thing, at least something bad wasn't happening. Then the other 20% or so was made up of higher than average or lower than average days. And those higher than average ones were always time spent with others. Very, very rarely was I alone on those days, if ever. And I share that because, to come back to her quote, maybe we can be more mindful of those times, and like Sarah says, not crowd out those moments with checking email, thinking about work or something else, and so on. They are rare moments. A little bit more of being present in those moments could go a long way to boost up our mood on those days, maybe just a bit higher, which in the grand scheme of things really is important since they're not the norm. So something to think about today. Have a great day. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.